Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
EHB Services LLC, for all of your financial needs. We are a licensed brokerage with years of experience in the financial industry. Let's discuss your financial DNA. Saving for college, planning for your retirement, preparing for milestone birthdays, and significant investments such as house, car, or boat. Call Jean at 855-411-0424. You can also follow him on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to another episode of Financial Talk. I'm your host, Eugene Bias, coming to you live. I want to say a pleasant good evening to everyone, and I hope everyone has been having a splendid week. I'm going to give a special shout-out to my callers, visitors from across the world, across the globe. This evening is a very different evening because we're going to speak more about protection. And how do we protect our family for the future? Today in our show, we have a number of things that we will be covering. Last week, I want to apologize to the people on Facebook. I know that a few of you are very disappointed that you didn't get your message or your points across, your questions. You asked me a number of questions, of which I answered in my responses. It is very important that I do that, and I enjoy responding to you. So keep the questions coming, and I will keep answering. Okay? Today we're looking at a couple of things that's going on in the industry. Last week we covered a number of things, basically current affairs, and what is happening in the industry and investments. Your options and choices that you have available to you. This week, we're going to look at some more options and some more choices that are available to you. And hopefully it will shed some light on what you would like to do. If you make that decision going forward as to where you would like to be in the financial world and how it will be helpful for you. Okay? We need to look at a couple of things. We have a diverse amount of topics, and I'm looking to get through most of the topics, if not all the topics tonight. But tonight is a continuation from last Tuesday, and I hope that you guys find great pleasure in listening and understanding. Take your books out. Get your pens out. And let's dig right into it. As you guys know, that I enjoy no other pleasure but digging right in and letting us have a feel and an understanding for what's available for us, because I believe in an educated consumer. So without further ado, okay, we'll get right into why we're here. On what we're doing. I'm here to educate you on financial literacy. Now, in weeks gone by, we spoke about the number of schools, educational facilities that find it best to have financial education as part of the curriculum, even in mainstay high schools in some states across the country, the United States. It's very important that you look at that, because things are becoming more and more available to us. But things being resources being more and more available to us, consider how we're going to use it and what we're going to use it for. In doing so, we need to have certain protection, certain understanding of protection. So, like myself, as a financial advisor, you can call upon me and I can give you good, strong advice and help you make the best decision that you can. Now, we spoke about CDs, we spoke about IRAs, we spoke about Roth IRAs, we spoke about a number of things over the weeks and months that we've been doing this. But one of the things that we don't get to cover, and it's very, very important, and a very good friend of mine have brought it to my attention, that what we don't do is take care of. Now, we've been talking about this for quite some time, and when we talk about home, one of the things that we don't talk about or we didn't talk about or haven't talked about is mortgage. Mortgage is very important. To be a homeowner is a privilege because not everybody have what it takes, okay? It's buying a home is a major financial commitment. You are tied in for 30 years, a mortgage commitment. And in that mortgage commitment, you have to understand that you have to choose your payment, okay? There's 15 years mortgage. There's younger mortgages than 30 years. But I like to stay on the general consensus of 30 years, okay? A 30-year mortgage payment can be very healthy mortgage payment. But a 15-year mortgage payment, which is half the time, of course, will increase your payment and give you half of the headache of carrying for 30 years. But yet at the same time, your payment increases at 30 years, at 15 years, sorry, when you take out a 30-year mortgage, okay? So what happens to your home if you suddenly die or become disabled to work? What happens to your home if you suddenly die or become disabled to your home? Do you go into foreclosure? What protections are there available for you? And these are the things that we need to talk about or we need to understand. So in the first hour of our segment, we're going to spend a lot of time on protection, okay? Protection, financial protection. There's a number of different financial protections that are available to us out there in the industry and in the world. Okay, and we need to utilize it where it's available, okay? It's called, for short, MPI, Mortgage Protection Insurance. Mortgage Protection Insurance, okay? Now, what is Mortgage Protection Insurance? Why you need Mortgage Protection Insurance? Mortgage Protection Insurance is like, it's a life insurance. It's a life insurance, and depends on the value of that life insurance. Depends on the value of that life insurance. It can cover your mortgage and your final expenses when you expire. We speak about wills. We speak about probate, okay? With a mortgage protection insurance, your house is paid off if you take up sufficient insurance to cover that. And we have to look at what we're doing in order to do that. Mortgage protection insurance also give us the understanding the mortgage will be paid and our loved ones will be able to inherit our investment at the beginning. So it's very important that that element is covered in our life, in our investment. But yet at the same time, what if we become disabled and unable to work? Well, in this day and age, the new policies that are issued, and I've said this multiple times, covers critical, chronic, and terminal illnesses. When we look at these things, it's very important that we take into consideration that we can get sick. We become disabled. Mortgage protection insurer